Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting nervous on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who are dying to find out where you went to school. We're an underscore too posh for a cockapoo has moved to Dubai for a year to avoid paying income tax. Because you know the way the government are, they'd only pass the money on to the Norries. Anyway, a new couple has moved in and Fifi underscore white Range Rover said she was watching them through her telescope last night and they're obviously from the right stock because they have the most amazing skin. Beth underscore indoor swimming pool said they're obviously well chilled as well because they gave her a wave when she was flying her drone over their back garden on Monday. Lorna underscore no junior sweet for me said that's all grand girls, but does anyone know where the couple went to school? Because how the shite are we supposed to judge our neighbours if we don't know their background? We banned Lorna for 6 weeks because the word shite is a bit South Douglas Road, but she's right, Audrey. How the heck are we going to figure out where they went to school? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I always say there's no need to ask a guy around Douglas if he went to Pres. Just wait 10 seconds and he'll tell you. But the problem now is you get people from all over the world moving to Cork because they like the young offenders. I asked my new Italian neighbour where he went to school. He said Lecce. I said, I'm sure you are, but where did you go to school?
Guten Tag. I've started a whirlwind romance with a woman from Kishgame. It all happened so quick, I've yet to meet her friends, who for some reason are known as the lads. Anyway, due to our excellent jobs in the IT and pharmaceutical sector, we have recently moved into a huge house on the Douglas Road. The minute my new girlfriend saw the place, she said, oh lads! She says it's a lot and I can see it becoming a problem over time, yeah? However, the main problem now is our neighbours. They are bugging us all the time, trying to find out about our background. Only yesterday evening, I was in the back garden when a voice from the other side of the hedge said, where did you go to school? And then this morning, a very anxious-looking woman in expensive gym gear knocked on my door and asked me did I recognize the black, white, and purple tie in her hand. What is wrong with you people? And why do you want to know about school so much? Jürgen, Berlin, and now the Douglas Road.
We're obsessed with it, all right. Whatever you do, don't ask your kiss-scheme lover where she went to school herself. It'll only ruin the romance when she says, a hedge.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Ballet Desmond. God almighty, is it too much to ask for a man that is somewhere between a skeptical caveman who expects his dinner on the table when he gets home from work and a new-age gabshite who spends his days apologising for something called the patriarchy and acting as if he's embarrassed to be walking around with a Mickey? Myself and Bernard joined a new dating site there last week where they pair over sexed country women with sensitive men. It's called I'm Sorry, You're Sexy. Anyway, I met up with a lad called Tobias, flashing red warning lights there straight away. But didn't he have a grand set of shoulders up on him? He said it's awful the way some men like to have women underneath them. And I said, not always. Let me finish up my porn star martini and I'll let you see what I mean. Well, didn't he accuse me of being an anti-feminist? And off he went on his cargo bike, leaving me looking like a total brawl. Where can I find a man that doesn't feel the need to flaunt his feminist credentials? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
Don't talk to me about feminist credentials. My con arrived home last night and said, I'm a feminist now, Audrey. I said, why? He said, hashtag equality. I want you to put out the bins. Take my husband.
Come here. What's the story we got into a posh house? I started seeing this one there from the Rochestown Road. I met her on a dating app for posh ones. It's called I Wanna Get It On With An Harry. I likes the way it doesn't beat around the bush. Anyway, she brought me down to her gaff last weekend to meet the family. Made me go in the back door though. And when we got inside, the lad of them were breaking their holes, saying, servants entrance at me. I was thinking that's not on these days, but I said narring, because I didn't want him going looking at Nara, he's no sense of humour. They were sound enough after that, in fairness. Although, your one's nan kept asking me if I owned a greyhound. So anyway, like, I'm going back down there again this weekend. Do you think I should insist on going in the front door? Don't you do any? Blackpool.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, would you tell a Norrie he has to go in the back door? She hung up. I think she thought it was a double entendre.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.